Good afternoon and welcome to The Joyous Journey with me, your host, DJ 2Js, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. We have today's Money Matters segment with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Another beautiful day in Bahrain.
It is.
And just ready to talk about some money and, more importantly, how we can make it work for us.
Definitely. Did you like the rain this morning?
I mean, I wouldn't say shocked, because did you not think, like, when you left work yesterday that it kind of felt like it in
I
the air?
I thought it was before I was going to be on my way out, to be honest.
Exactly. So, it's nice and kind of comforting, because right around the corner, we got some little monsoon season coming, here so we should get some serious rain. So this is a nice little warm-up.
Yeah, I remember when I first got here, there was a big storm that came through. I mean, work got canceled for the day.
It was when the floods and everything like that.
Before
and people
I
don't
arrived.
Believe that. Yeah. So that's what's kind of fun. It's like, oh, hey, you're in the, ooh, what is that? Yeah. You think the desert's like, you don't mess with that.
Dude. During the summertime, it gets hot. But
yeah,
during monsoon season, watch out.
Yep.
Now, today is National Kazoo Day as well. So if you had to choose, what instrument would you want to learn? If you had to just pick one out there.
I mean, honestly, so I'm going to go like solid guitar learning. I've always wanted to learn piano, but as I've gotten older, I think of all the places that I moved and how hard a piano is to take with you. So
definitely.
Then you compromise and go keyboard. So I'm a drummer by nature, and that is also a bear, because to like lug a drum set around, tough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different percussion. The world has all kinds of different, but the guitar... La guitarra is nice. There's something comforting about it. You can plug it in, rock that thing. You can, you know, flamenco that bad boy. You can do all kinds of stuff with the guitar. And internationally, it just seems like you could just kind of pick it up, throw it on your backpack, go anywhere you want in the world and make it happen.
That is true. I would say the one benefit to a piano, even though you can't take it everywhere, imagine you're just in like a restaurant, they have a piano, you just start playing it.
Yeah, so my kid, we were in, where was it? Amsterdam? I can't even remember, but they had a piano in the airport. And that joker jumped up and pulled some Jingle Bell action. That's like the only song I think he could hit. But yeah, I mean, right. Then everybody just goes, oh yeah, look at that. You know? So yeah, I'm totally with you on that one for sure. There's no doubt. And of course, from my homeland, the ukulele is actually an easy instrument to learn. So as far as stringed instruments go,
it's like four
strings,
right?
That's the one to pick. Yeah. And more importantly, I mean, violin is too, but there's no fretboard. No frets on that. Yeah. But ukulele, nice. It's fairly popular. There's a lot of people that, you know, implement it even into pop music and things like that. Small, so you can pack it easier.
Very
for
easy.
Sure.
And I feel like if you learn a guitar, ukulele comes second nature.
Yeah. So well, I mean, it's good. Different, but, you know, same thing of call it, I mean, a lot of people say it's like a miniature guitar. It's, you know, different for sure, but definitely a key piece of our culture in Hawaii, no doubt about that. But everywhere you go, doesn't matter what culture you're in, you're going to have to deal with some kind of monetary transaction. And so, you know, we'll talk about some sticky points of what money will challenges you may have, you know, as you go throughout your life today.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things I feel like people can always count on is not having the resources, feeling like you're alone out there, especially when it comes to money, because it's something personal. You know, you don't always want to share that information.
Definitely.
And that's fair. But there are some people out there who have good intentions and just want to see you succeed. So coming up, we'll be getting into some of that, as well as just money issues in general.
Is it hot in here, or is it just AFN the Eagle? AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
I am back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to talk about money issues. You know, it happens to all of us easily happen. But what are some of the like real life experiences that you've seen? Because obviously you deal with a lot of money people, you know, you're around it. People come to you for advice. What are some experiences that you've seen that can really, envelop a person?
For sure. That I think part of what that is, we've talked about it a lot kind of recently, and just how we've been doing some of the subjects the last month or so, especially coming out of the holidays, when a thing like debt can happen. and people start to freak out for a few different reasons.
Yeah.
And at least for our guys on the active duty side, then that can bring up some really big things like security clearance and then your job. Whereas a lot of other people, they may just get into it and then, oh yeah, it's no big deal. It's just stressful. And then they don't ever think about having to lose their job over it.
Yeah.
And when that starts to happen, then you get all of that overwhelmed in there. And that's something that we go through with all, like a TAP class, guys that are looking at transitioning out and stuff like that. Just that awareness that when you start like feeling like things are caving in on you and stuff, most of that comes down to what we've talked about, which is fear, just not knowing. And so today, you know, I figure that as we're looking, we'll look at some of those resources and things like that. And that's really what it comes down to. And we've talked about this from the very beginning, that we don't come on to be experts about it. We come on to just be educators, get information out.
Definitely.
So that people can make their decisions in whatever that situation is. And knowing that the situations change, and we always hope for the better. But for some people, they just keep going down the road and then they're just like, ah, that's never going to happen to me. And so we've talked about how spending plans, you know, help keep you organized and focused. But if you don't have anything and your plan is just, you know, month to month, then that's probably the biggest thing that we see, is that people don't have a plan. And so when something does happen, good or bad, they don't have a way to understand how to address the situation. So if it comes time for somebody and they get a bonus at work, then they just go and keep their same spending habits. And instead of having money for something in the future, they just blow it because that's how they do things. They just make sure that they can pay their bills. And so we've talked about that a lot when it comes down to credit cards and debt, is, hey, if you just pay your bills, hey, I've never missed a payment. But you know, how's that going to affect your life if that's how you live?
Yeah.
And so we've talked about that because you've been pretty transparent about debt and how that, what that means and how that can affect people. And so knowing if you just decided to make, you know, minimum payments every month, how would that change your life?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not something that I like doing, especially because I honestly, because I've completely forgot, because when I first started my credit card, I had 0% interest for the first like 2 years or a year and a half. Did not think, I honestly don't know why, but in my head I'm like, oh, I'm in the Navy, I don't get interest. That's literally what I thought. And then one day I was on the phone with I think my dad or my financial manager, and he was asking me what is the interest on that credit card. And I went in my credit card, I'm like, I don't think there's interest, but let me look. And I looked, and it was like, I think it was like 6 or 8%. It wasn't high yet because it still is my first card, and I did start out with them, you know. So I mean, the more debt you have, the higher that interest can get, though, especially when you apply for new credit cards. And that also is an option as well. Like if you have a high amount of debt in one card, you can honestly, some cards will offer some cards that you can get pre-approved for. They will offer you where you can get like 0% interest for the first 2 years, and you can transition that debt onto that card so you can pay it off without having that interest spike.
And honestly, you know, neither you or I are in the credit card company business. Definitely. Right? So we don't have anybody we're trying to sponsor or something like that. But that is a good indicator, like what you're sharing, of them hoping that you've got a certain lifestyle. And to be honest with you, they're not really trying to help you fix it. And so that's what we're trying to do, is understand that if that's the situation you're in and you do take advantage of that, because that's it, everybody's own decision to do something like that. So if somebody says, well, I'm going to take advantage of it, that's the direction I'm going to go in, somebody else may take a different path on how they're going to get to a solution because they want to pay it off faster. And they don't want to have any debt. And they're like, oh, what if I can, you know, do this? Like I said, you get a bonus at work and whatever, and then you just, boom, pay it all off. Other people won't do it. They're going to go and buy a car. They're going to travel, do whatever.
Money.
Yeah. And like I said, we never come on trying to whip crack anybody saying this is how you're going to do things.
Yeah.
But as we put the lens out there and give other people options on what some of those solutions can be, if you're looking at it, our thing that we've talked about from the very beginning is you've got to make these small changes to make a big difference in the long run. And a lot of companies are just banking on the fact that you're not going to change. So you're going to keep your lifestyle. How can we, you know, make this look really good to you now? And honestly, how can we keep you as a customer? Because that's their deal, right?
Yeah.
Is that everybody wants to keep their customers. And if they can do that and kind of get you in with some bait early on and you decide not to change, all you're going to do is keep doing the exact same thing you were, just put a pause on it or not have to pay that interest for 18 months.
Yeah.
As we go into the next section and we just look at some more real life application for some of our issues, without a doubt, debt and credit cards is one of the big things that we deal with here.
Kicking butt and taking initials. We ain't got time to take names. AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
I am back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Still getting ready. We just finished, we did start talking about that debt, you know, how it can really build a bigger hole. And we were also talking about, you know, senior leaders and senior people. You know, it's not the fact that, yes, we want to talk to the junior sailors, obviously, but we also need to talk to the older folk, even if they are struggling with debt, because it still is a problem. If you get older and your habits never change, it's going to be a problem, but even a deeper hole, like you were saying.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, for us, we don't have like a chart of who listens to the radio, right? So we don't know everybody who's involved. But our big thing has always been from the very beginning of, yes, there's your life now, but how is it going to be 5, 10, 20 years down the road?
Retirement.
So, yeah, whatever that retirement may be. And honestly, for some people, when they think retirement, they don't plan on working or not working with like great intensity. Definitely, hey, what can I do to kind of chill out, slow down a little bit and stuff? But some people are going to have to work. Basically, the biggest reason is just poor preparation. And then part of that preparation is the debt aspect of it. And when we talk about it in a few different classes that we have for sure, but there's... I'm sure he was a swell guy, but there's Maslow's order of hierarchy, and Maslow comes up with, hey, what are our priorities or what are our needs that we have to have in order for life to exist? And so it comes down, you know, to the easy basics that we've talked about. We've got to have shelter, that clothing, like provision, food. And once we get what we have to have, things like a car are like an option, right? You don't have to have a car, but some people believe that because they got a driver's license, so they got to have a car. but understanding that at certain times for us, we've got to prioritize where our money goes. And if we don't pay our debt becomes one of those things that we have to take care of. The same way we've got to put food on the plate, we've got to take care of debt because we owe it to somebody.
Yeah.
And we can't just say like, oh yeah, man, so I wasn't really motivated today, so I'm not going to get a paycheck. Like that doesn't get stuff taken care of. It's not like a magic wand comes out and then, you know, you got shelter. You've got to have the priorities of where you're going to be. And that's kind of that order of hierarchy that it's talking about. Unfortunately, your debt moves into that priority.
Yeah.
And that takes away some of what could be your priority in other areas.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems that you see is, yes, the older people, but we're starting at a young age. You know, you got to implement some sort of financial habits, something like that, right when that checking account gets open, or even before that, to be honest. You know, get some tips from your parents, have those conversations with your kids. Obviously, your kid's not going to come up to you and ask you about NFTs and all this stuff, but you know, you should be teaching them still. And I feel like schools as well should have some options for that as well. I know colleges obviously will have like those finance classes and that kind of stuff, but that's pushing what, 21, 18?
I mean, yeah, by a lot of most age. People already have a job of some kind by then. And so what you're talking about is, in the United States anyway, is relatively new mindset of having some kind of financial education, because the class that I was doing yesterday, there wasn't a single person who had anything. And when somebody brought it up, they talked about, I had this finance class in college. And I said, no. I didn't say what you paid for, like, because that's what college is most of the time. You got to pay for your classes. I said, what did you get like in middle school, high school? I said, because if you teach a kid, even before they get into school, what 1 + 1 is, and instead of the ones, you start to substitute dollars. And then you learn and say, okay, if you give me this dollar and you let me hold on to it, by the end of the month, I'll give you another dollar. That's what interest does.
It is.
And so when you talk about delayed gratification, that's basically what looking at your retirement, your savings is, but that's not the life that we tend to live. And so you talked about it with what senior leadership could do, what they could exhibit in. They can have just as bad of financial habits as what other people do. They just have more money to blow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's a big thing for me, too. I'm not a senior leader. I've been in the Navy for almost 2 years, almost at that 2-year mark. But, like, don't do as I do as I say kind of thing. I mean, because I've done some dumb things in my life. I've made some mistakes, and I've had to pay for it. But it just is the way you have to learn and keep pushing. Now, I think I can say a lot of stuff. Do I follow what I say? Not all the time. Should I? Probably. Because I know what's right and I know what's wrong, but sometimes the candy's always sweeter on the wrong side.
But bringing that up, part of it is also the opportunities of where we talk about with education, and that's why we do this.
Yeah.
Is just to give another platform, so not like, oh, dude, those guys on the radio are super boring. And no, we're trying to give some information out that's practical.
Yeah.
And I think that, like you had said, a lot of times we don't want to talk about some of our problems. We want to avoid them and then hope they go away. The problem in dealing with finances like that, especially if you're talking about a credit card, is you are entering a legally binding contract. And so whether you realize it or not, it's not a bank account that you're putting money into. It's one you're basically taking from and you owe instantly.
Yeah.
So understanding what that means and having good discipline with that is like many things. We've talked about that. If you look at money like a relationship, the way you nurture it is how it's going to pay off in the long run.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we'll get more into that and also some resources as well. Giving you that right after this. This is Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince.
We play the best music. We have to. We have the best listeners. AFN The Eagle.
I am here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We just kept talking a little bit more about debt and how it can also affect the senior leadership as well, and how that can kind of dwindle on down to the junior enlisted or the just civilian and on the civilian side too, because we don't want to just talk to the active duty or reserves or whatever you are. Civilians do matter too, and honestly, I feel like with civilians, your options, although still good amount of options, they can dwindle down a little bit because some options are special to military members. Now, fleet and family, though, they still do support both sides. And that's a big part because your class is open to civilians.
Yeah. So that's the good thing, is that basically if you can get to us, then we'll do a class. And, you know, we've talked about it in the past, too. We love to go out to commands. And so if we go out to wherever your kind of training environment is, even on the ships for our guys that are out there, that's something that we don't mind doing at all. And whoever is in your command, whoever works with you, whatever the support is, even if there's local nationals that are there, then yeah, basically if they're allowed to be there, then we'll brief everybody.
Yeah.
And our, you know, most of what we've talked about, even though some of the specifics, so, you know, one of the active duty things that we talk about is SCRA and the benefit of knowing what that means as far as if you do have debt and you're kind of carrying that over, then you can get some of those percentages dropped. But that's not guaranteed if you've, you know, incurred that debt while you're active. And so, again, going back to what we talked about in the previous segment, the solution for that is lifestyle change. And so if the lifestyle changes to where it is going to be beneficial, then it's not going to matter if you do get out. And then you get into that civilian world. What matters then is, yes, you know how to manage your money, but the benefits there are that you've taken advantage of the education side of stuff. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can make bad decisions. And part of what we're trying to do is that if you have, you know, what can we do to, you know, help you get out of that?
Yeah, just to kind of remain flexible, that kind of thing. I mean, it is important to reach every aspect of the military world or civilian life, because like I said, we all struggle from different problems, whether it's mental health, financial health, physical health. I mean, they all will affect each other in the long run, which is why you need to try your best to stay on top of it. I know it can get hard, right? I mean, there's a lot of options, though, that Fleet and Family, the chapel, mm-hmm. everyone. Okay, it's a team effort, and you are part of that team because there is no I in team, right? Now, what are some resources, like FinRed, for example?
Yeah, which that's one that we give to arguably one of the best resources that we've got, which is the CFSs. So for our guys that are out here on active duty, that's a command financial specialist, and that's a collateral that people can carry. There are a couple of qualifications that you have to have, so don't give that to junior sailors. They give it to somebody that's had a little bit of life experience, mm-hmm. and there's a reason for that. It's so they're carrying over some of that experience to marry with the education that they're getting. So part of that is we do have a CFS class that's happening next week, and it's a 40-hour class, so it's not something you just come to for an hour and then check a box. It's a serious thing, and then that's an obligation that you're doing, that you're gonna basically take that knowledge, and the education piece that we're giving to them is how they can help other people.
Yeah.
And one of the tools that we give to them is FinRed. And so it's a website that's open to anybody. You can get in there, but it's the old financial readiness website, and that's been converted over to that FinRed. And it's honestly, I say that basically for all the time you've got, it can, like, it's like chasing cats. You're not going to catch all the ideas that you come up with on there. And it doesn't matter what you're talking about too. So whether that is debt, whether it's savings, cryptocurrency, and there's all kinds of different platforms that it deals with. So there are blogs that are on there. There's articles that are on there. So for our guys that are leadership and they're looking for things that they want to post, put in the plan of the week, whatever it is, there's all kinds of different ideas that are there. But for our CFSs, it's got kind of a holistic view. We deal with basically the road to financial readiness, and it starts with basically your career when it begins, and then the path, the road that you're going to go on while you're active for as long as you want to,
yeah.
and then how you convert that in on the civilian side. And of course, we deal with retirement and childbirth and marriage and all the different kinds of things that can happen as milestones in there. And then, of course, if we do make some decisions that we might want to look back on and wish we could have done something different, including what we've been talking about, like debt, you know, mm-hmm. how can we make lifestyle changes so that when debt comes around or when emergencies happen, we talked about that last week, you know, with the emergency fund, of just being prepared like that. And that all comes down to, you know, the plan that we have.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants with just one leg, so why settle for a radio station that plays only one kind of music? For true music variety, it's AFN The Eagle. We put our variety on one leg at a time.
We are back. That was Love Shack by B-52s. What a classic, right?
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully one of these days everybody will have enough money for their own Love Shack, you know? That's part of what we're trying to do is, I don't want to say make dreams come true,
yeah.
but for us, we are moving it from, well, it's what I like to tell a lot of the classes. I mean, the difference between a goal and a dream is a game plan.
Yep.
And so if you got a game plan, then that's going to help you. And no matter what situation you're in, especially if it's a bad one, you got to have a game plan of how you're going to get out with that.
Game plans are really just full of small goals as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the big goal, I always say, like, the big goal is the dream. The small goals are how you're going to get that dream. Because I feel like goals, always try to shoot for shorter range goals, because those longer range goals can kind of affect your life a little bit. Because, like, you want to do it really bad, but it's just, it's in the future. Like, you can't really depict what's going to happen in the future. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And part of that is understanding basically what you would like to have happen. So it's one thing to say, I want to own a house,
mm-hmm.
but it's another thing to actually get a game plan together of making that happen. And so one of the things, or an easy way to remember that, is we use SMART goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so SMART goals are something that is, it helps you. You know, it's an acronym, specific goals that you can measure that are achievable, realistic and that have some kind of a time constraint on it.
Yeah.
So you say, I want to buy a house. If you and I are talking about buying a house, for me, that's probably much more realistic to happen soon.
Yeah.
But for you, it'll just be a longer amount of time. So what we do is we shift when that goal is for me and then when that goal would be for you. It can be the same goal, but it's going to be a different amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why SMART goals are important, is because then it helps you understand basically the short term. So that's in ours, the way that we teach is a year or less. And I like to call that, for a lot of our guys that are active, you know, not everybody has the blessing to hang out in Bahrain for as long as I have. And so knowing, and I'm not even here as long as what a bunch of other people have been. So knowing that you've got people that have decided to relocate, make this their home, and they've been here for decades, and they've had kids here, and their whole lives are here in Bahrain. And then to realize that wherever you go, as you change and you move, your goals are going to be set for that short amount of time, kind of a medium amount, and then that long term. So again, we can go back to a house that can be, you know, way far down the road. But for you, buying a car may be something that's going to happen sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put your goals together, we're going to put that, you know, the timeline, make sure that that's kind of accurate. If you want to look at it that way. So you're probably going to buy a car before you're going to buy a house.
Definitely.
And so knowing how the order of operation, that's where that debt, like we've talked about, comes up for a lot of people. Instead of treating your debt like a goal, they treat that like an option and they start looking at a bunch of other things. I'm going to go buy XRP. It's like, that's it. It's hidden right now. And you say, okay, yeah, but what about the stuff that's already there? And that's what a lot of people do with debt, is they just try to ignore it. And so if they look at that as a SMART goal of how often they're going to pay, are they, you know, we've talked about that in your own life of, you know, you're going to make a choice of getting out of it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do, you are going to have to sacrifice a little bit and adjust your priorities.
Yeah. If you have the money, if you have the funds, doesn't matter. Yeah. It might be in your savings, all that kind of stuff. The faster you get out of debt, the easier that your life is going to be in terms of saving your money, in terms of, you know, not having to worry about interest payments, all that kind of stuff. Because like I said, when I did finally realize I did have interest on my card, it took me a minute to realize, because I'm like, I swear I don't use my credit card that much anymore. And I don't know why it's still going up every mm-hmm. time I go back to pay it again. It's because
exactly.
the interest pretty much just canceled out every time I put money in. It would cancel out with the interest. So, I mean, you're really not going to make a big difference paying those minimums. You just got to get rid of it all in one big push.
And you're bringing up a really good point with that, because we just reached the end of the year. And a lot of people, the first thing they think of, at least for us in the U.S., is we've got to pay taxes.
Yep.
But your credit cards are all obligated to give you a year-end statement. And on that year-end statement, you will see the amount of interest, not just what you paid, but the amount of interest that you paid over the calendar year. And that should shock you if you are not clearing your balance every month.
Yeah.
And so once you start seeing like, oh, wait, I owe this much and I've paid this much, then you start to understand, again, you've got to make these little changes and they're going to make a big difference. So this time next year, when you're looking at that credit card statement, you won't see that interest you've paid because you've already paid all of your bills off.
If you want an oldie, go visit your grandma. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, just getting ready to wrap up this segment of Money Matters. It has been a beautiful time here in Bahrain while we've been here. And also, you got any last remarks?
Yeah, I think that as we go out, we talked about resources that we can use. We do have CFS class next week. So if there's anybody that's interested in being a CFS, you can contact your command, contact Fleet and Family. There are a few seats that are open still. You'll have to do some prereqs before it starts. But you can be a great resource for your command. So don't forget about it. Even if you don't want to be there in your command, you can also come to us. We've got a bunch of different classes. You talk about it all the time. time.
I do.
But knowing that, there are some other places you can go to. We've got our friends over at Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. In a month or so, we'll have them on. We'll bring them on in a segment and let them share about their resources during Active Duty Fun Drive. But then last but not least, you know, that's always tied to all the other kind of health we talk about. And so just remembering that you don't have to go through this on your own. You can, even if there's stuff that you want to talk about, you feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got counselors that you can talk to, get the stress out, get a good plan for that too.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not just about planning for your finances, but it's about planning for you, your emotions. Sit down, talk with somebody about that, CHAPS, clinic, whatever you need to help you out. But there are resources there, financial, physical, emotional. Just make sure you take advantage of the resources while you can.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. It has been a pleasure, and I hope to see you again soon. Now, coming up, we're going to have A Billionaire by Travie McCoy, because that's how we do it around here on Money Matters. We keep it cool, and we keep you going with Billionaire right here on AFN Bahrain, where we serve America's best.